never ratified the Convention on Enforced Disappearances and constantly violates the humanitarian principles contained therein. Enforced disappearances were widely used by Azerbaijan against Armenians in the course of Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. The UN expressed its deep concern with regard to the violations committed by Azerbaijan military forces against Armenian POWs, including extrajudicial killings, torture, and other ill-treatment and arbitrary detention. Dozens of Armenian servicemen were last videotaped or photographed in Azerbaijani custody before disappearing. Those images can also be used to investigate the Azerbaijani servicemen who contacted with them. The UN CAT expressed its deep concern on, I quote, the recording and dissemination of videos that appear to depict horrifying acts involving beheadings of living individuals, the desecration and mutilation of corpses, and acknowledgement on camera by the perpetrators of responsibility for such abuses in a manner that strongly suggests that they did not fear being held accountable. Unquote. The Human Rights Watch reported that, quote, scores of videos showing scenes in which Azerbaijani officers can be seen apparently ill-treating Armenian POWs have been posted to social media. The Human Rights Watch closely examined and verified more than 20 of these videos, unquote. The UN Committee Against Torture expressed deep concern on the violations of IAJL by, quote, Azerbaijani military forces against prisoners of war and other protected persons of Armenian ethnic or national origin, including extrajudicial killings, torture, and other ill-treatment, unquote. Azerbaijan has repeatedly obstructed searches for and repatriation of the remains of the ethnic Armenians in the territories under its control. The plight of more than 1,000 Armenian missing persons and enforced disappearances remain unknown. The 23-24 report of the Amnesty International on Azerbaijan found no progress in investigating alleged war crimes and violations of international humanitarian law in previous years, including disproportionate and indiscriminate attacks by Azerbaijani military forces, as well as credible evidence of violence, including killings of civilians and prisoners of war by Azerbaijani forces. On November 2021, Azerbaijan announced an amnesty for all those who participated in the war against Nagorno-Karabakh, conveniently putting to rest even the theoretical possibilities of accountability for the committed crimes. I thank you.
The floor is for Azerbaijan.
Thank you, Mr. President. We exercise our right of reply to the statements made by Armenia during the interactive dialogues yesterday.